We should start the show. By the way, there's no show notes.
We can wing it.
All right, that's good. Almost live from across the USA, this is Late Night QAM! Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, and Michael, the Virtual Youper. Tonight, no topics, we're winging it. Barry participates in an Ingrisop, and we introduce you to a new podcast called The Best TV Show Ever. It's an American original. All that and more on Late Night QAM! And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in southwest New Hampshire, here's Joel, Barry, and Michael! Welcome, everybody, to Late Night QRM show number, was it 135?
Yes, sir.
135. Yes, sir. I didn't make show notes this week, so I don't know what show it is. From the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I am Barry.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And from the man cave, somewhere outside of Copper Harbor, I'm Michael the Virtual Youper. Viva la Resistance!
Yes, viva la Resistance. And by the way, I don't have the laptop up here, so there's no cart machine today. I didn't have any show notes because it was a very busy week at work. I didn't get to pick music, so what do you want to call it? An avant-garde?
Late-night QRM.
Podcast. Yeah, it's just late-night QRM. But and I barely made it in time because I was out on a... I was involved in an Ingress project or an Ingress op today. And and if you hear dings, it's because I'm still logged into another Hangout. And the other Hangout... we successfully created a giant resistance triangle from the top, from about midsection of New Hampshire on the New Hampshire-Vermont border and going down through Vermont and New Hampshire and down to southern part of Massachusetts. And it took a lot of coordination and, a lot of, stealth, or shall I say comment, because, it was almost like a military action. It was kind of interesting. And my wife doesn't understand my fascination with Ingress, but I told her, I said, after looking at the maps this week and studying them and kind of going over and making plans, I said, it's very easy. When I was in the Air Force, I was a radio communications analyst. And this is a lot like that. So it's harking back to something I used to do in the past. And it's I always found it fascinating and interesting. And now there's a game that allows you to do that. But as I've been finding out in the past couple of weeks, it's a very social game, especially when it comes to this kind of stuff, because you know, you get on these hangouts with the people and coordination, all those blips you hear is everybody congratulating each other right now for a job well done. And you know, you had to clear all the blockers out. See, you create these lines or links between portals, and you can't cross any other link. So you've got to make sure all blocking links are gone. And so think about all the possible links that there could be between up in New Hampshire down to lower Massachusetts, and think that those areas have to be cleared and to coordinate all the people to get out there and clear those portals. For example, we had ours all cleared up, and then there was a couple of newbies that were resistance, but they didn't realize anything was going on, And this morning, they put up three new links going through, and they were blocking links. So I had to meet a guy down in Winchington to get what they call a Jarvis virus, which will kill all links on a portal. So I went down there and met him. Never met him before. We just said hi. We talked for a little bit. He dropped his Jarvis viruses. I picked them up, and I came up to New Hampshire, or back to Jaffrey, to kill these things. But meanwhile, I found out one of the newbies' names, and I got him involved, and he went down and destroyed them out of Troy. That was where the portal, the bad portal, was where they were doing these links from. So it took a lot of coordination. It was interesting. I gotta say, it was really interesting, and it was fun. And I don't know how many people. I think there's 111 people just in the hangout that handled this alone.
That's cool.
So it was really interesting. And of course, now I've got a bunch of new people that I know on Google Plus, and they're in one of my Ingress circle now. And you know, most of these guys are level 8s. So you know, I'm privileged to be part of the group as a mere level 6. And oh, by the way, yes, I am now level 6.
Yeah. Oh,
I leveled up this week.
Very cool.
So it was fun, and it was very interesting, and it was very cool to watch this whole thing go down. And it just shows, you know, I look at it too as it's a good exercise in case all hell breaks out here in the United States. And this is practicing communications among areas and, you know, coordinating movements and events and things like that in case, you know, the world goes to hell. it's great practice in communications, almost like amateur radio. Way this
almost
happen. Almost, except for, you know, you're forced to use the internet here, but you know, the same practices and procedures are going on here as they do with amateur radio. So it's good practice, and I'm finding out that there's a lot of hams involved in this stuff too, in this game. So yeah, so it's kind of neat. I wonder, now the question is how long the triangle will stay up before the greenies take it down.
By the way, Barry?
Yeah.
I just went into, because the hangout window here keeps popping up every time somebody in the resistance posts something, which is dinging in my ear.
Yeah.
But if you go to the gear and unclick notifications, it silences the things.
Okay.
Here's the window up. Gear. Go to on the UP. Actually, your resistance window, not my window, because you can't get to my window.
Oh. I'm looking for the gear. Oh, there it is.
Near the top right.
Yeah, I see it now. And it kind of disappears after a while. Okay, and that'll silence it?
Okay. Save it, yeah.
Oh, and save. Okay, there we go. So we started late tonight. It's all right, because it is late night QRM. And
yes,
and because I was out running around coordinating and knocking things out, and thus I didn't prepare for anything. So that's why we are where we are right now.
Are.
Where we aren't.
And, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anybody got any topics other than, you know, the Ingress thing here? And, you know, by the way, Michael,
yeah,
we just have patches of white stuff on the ground now.
Yeah.
Here and there.
I spent all day yesterday dealing with large patches.
Large
contiguous patches.
Contiguous. So how's that
Something
GPU?
Close to 20 inches of snow yesterday.
Jeez.
Holy crap.
Oh, my
God. You know, Wednesday afternoon, it was sunny. It was, there was water on the road, but you could see the pavement. I had just bought my new running shoes, first new pair in 2 years. I drove to the end of 41 because I didn't want to try walking down my driveway and get them all dirty and wet and soaked. Went for a run Wednesday night, and sometime during the day Wednesday is when the afternoon is when the Snowmageddon alert came out. And first it was, you know, it was going to be a winter weather advisory, and then a winter weather warning. Then it went from 6 to 10 inches, then 8 to 12, and then it's like, God, we don't know what you're going to get. And holy crap, it just dumped.
Wow.
I spent 3 hours just on my roof alone yesterday, shoveling this wet, heavy stuff off. I spent probably 5 hours on the blower, including 1 hour repairing it after it tried to pass a 10-inch rock that didn't work too well. And, for the second time since I've owned this Jeep, I got it stuck yesterday. Royally stuck.
Wow.
Now, it would have been, it's because I was doing the right thing, but, I mean, until I could go get the tractor and get things, there was 15, 18 inches of wet, heavy snow on my driveway. And you know how long of a walk that is anyhow. So I just am plowing down through that in my Jeep. The problem was is that the big Oshkosh plow had been by, and there was a solid wall of this quickcrete. It was nice and smooth. I mean, it looked like it just, you know, it had drifted in with everything else, but it was about 3 to 4 feet thick. And I still would have gotten through that, except I really did need to slow down before I could jump on to US 41, mm-hmm. even though it's just a road in the woods by me. And as soon as I started to slow down, I realized I have chosen poorly. Because the Jeep was up on top of the snow. The tires were not touching the ground. And as soon as I slowed down, I had no more inertia. I was done. So I shoveled for a while. I was within Wi-Fi range of the complex here, so I sent out a iMessage to my wife to tell my youngest son to grab a shovel and come on out.
Hello.
Hello. And I'm recording here now.
So we've got backup record. Whoa. I'm going to stop this again real quick because it seems, it's way too loud. Why is it loud? Woo! Hang on.
You keep me hanging on. I can't sing with a note tonight, but the lyrics are good.
Let me see if I can fix this by testing 1, 2, 3. That's not... Hello. Okay, they're off. They're on. It seems like it's all or nothing.
Tracks on. Tracks off.
I don't understand. Okay, let me listen to this so I can see what's going on. Hang on. I'm back?
No, okay. Now you're gone.
Okay.
Now you're back.
Now you're back. Now you're gone. Now you're back.
Come on. Everything is beach balling. You know what? It's this freaking...
Let's go back to the Jarvis virus, man.
I know what's going on. We created this giant blue triangle. It's coming over me, our property right now. Or no, I'm not actually in it, but I'm just on the outside of it. I'm getting some kind of interference with the resistance triangle right now. Because it's way over mod, so I'm going to have to try to bring everything down a spell.
Okay. Your audio is good here, though. Your audio is
good. Yeah, the audio is good there, but I'm watching the recording here. And it's... Okay, testing 1, 2, 3. That seems good. Can you guys talk?
Okay, sure. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Bonbon caramel la jacala.
Okay.
Beckoning? He's like, what?
I think we may have something here, but my settings on the mixer board are very low, and it seems to be going back and... I don't know!
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
All loud again.
Well, you see, that Jarvis virus was actually a Google virus that attacks Apple machines. Oh, wait a minute. That's the Windows machine.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
it's a Windows virus that attacks his Windows machine.
Well, I'm not sure how this is going to sound. I'm hoping it's not over-modulated.
Well, I'll send you my copy, too, and we'll just go for it.
Okay, we'll continue on with this. Mm-hmm. And I'll try to figure out just what the hell is going on here.
What so, the hell was that?
I don't have my...
no cart machine.
No cart machine. So, Michael, you were talking about your Jeep when we left.
Yeah, well, I think we got that done, though. I don't know where we were when this all... I do have a couple of subjects, though. So, yes, we got the Jeep pulled out. It's only the second time in 13 years they've gotten it stuck, and it's been through a lot. But as I said, I chose poorly. I decided to slow down for the road. I probably should have just barreled through because there probably wasn't going to be any traffic in 20 inches of snow. But just to be sure, you know. Anyhow.
How'd you get it unstuck?
Well, myself and my youngest son were shoveling for a while, and then my neighbor happened to come by with his tow strap. And I was not too proud to take him up on an offer to pull the Jeep out.
A little bit of you could feel the Jeep owner's pride starting to tighten up.
Well, you know, it's the UP. At one point, 41 out in front of my house yesterday had 4 or 5 foot drifts all the way across it again. So it was a brutal day.
Yes, I can imagine.
I was clearing snow to 9 o'clock last night. Let's put it that way.
When you had posted your photos of the snowy conditions to which you had awoke yesterday morning, I felt terribly guilty when I took a picture of the back lot at work at 55.
And you sent it to me. As I'm trudging down the path, my phone goes ding, and I've got snow up over my knees, and I look at my phone, and here's this dry, sunny parking lot.
With a bunch of cars in it. I'm thinking,
yes.
I almost feel guilty having this weather now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I walked out, was it yesterday? Yeah, I guess it was yesterday because it was Thai Friday, so I usually pick up the Thai food. And I went outside, and I was like, oh, by the way, I was wearing my light spring jacket. And I was like, damn, this is nice out here. I can almost take the jacket off, too.
Well, I was shoveling in my blue jean shirt and blue jeans. Mm-hmm. Now, when I blew the snow, and we had 35, 40-mile-an-hour winds, of course. So when I was blowing the snow, I did put the full snowmobile suit on because... Mm-hmm. I look like, you know, the abominable snowman when I was done. I was just covered in snow. There's no cab on the tractor.
Well, I don't want to say anything, Michael, but I've kind of made the decision that next week, it's a 3-day weekend, and I think the snowblower's coming off the tractor. It's that time, because actually, if you look out onto the lawn, I see green.
I can see green now. The snow is gone.
And as Michael's still snowblowing, I'll be bitching about cutting grass.
Yeah, exactly. Or having to start planting bulbs.
Oh, by the way, yes, that's the other thing is... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, our bulbs are popping up. We've already got, you know, about 3 inches worth of green popping out of the ground right now.
Wow. I was going to say, yeah, getting started for, you know, the idea of putting in your tomato plants might be a little soon.
We did start seedlings. They're inside the house still, though. But
nice.
We did start them.
You're getting ready to say, Michael?
Yeah. No, never mind.
Sorry.
It's still 3-4 feet deep everywhere. You know, it's pushed down a little bit, but then again, we've got another couple of feet on top of it since yesterday. What I was going to say is some of my neighbors are going, I don't care. It snows anymore. I'm not shoveling anymore. That's it. I'm done.
It'll melt sometime.
Well, driving won't be an option, but you know, it's affecting everything, and including, you know, it's going to be just one really bad year for the deer, and a lot of the towns have been feeding them. I think I sent you guys a picture of, you know, one walled off road where you get to see a whole herd of deer at the end. Well, on the way back from town tonight, there's been one green portal I've been trying to take down for a couple of days, and I finally had gathered enough ammunition. So we pulled off in Eagle River, which is about 22 miles from here, near the oldest functioning courthouse in the state of Michigan. And I stopped and used the level 6 XM bursters that I had acquired and took out the rest of the portal finally and made it a virtual Uper portal. And as I get back in the truck, the family truckster, my wife and I look up, and there's this herd of deer walking towards us with purpose.
Oh, no.
And we're turning around, and they're still walking towards us. And I don't know what possessed me to say it, but I looked at that, and I said, they're deer bees. They're walking towards us going, grain, grain, as we took off.
Zombie deers.
Zombie deers.
Hungry deers.
Very hungry deers.
Hungry deers. And they have acquired the taste of human flesh.
Well, grain.
Grains.
Human left grain. Grains. Yes, multiple grains. But
they didn't
Lake
run,
Superior's
huh? They were
frozen.
Just walking towards
no,
you.
No, they were walking towards the truck. Because normally, I think the issue is normally the people that bring the deer grain show up in trucks. So we start heading off towards the sunset. And again, as far as you can see, everywhere Lake Superior is frozen still. I got a video tonight, by the way, of the Mackinac breaking ice across Superior. So I'll post that up. But there are people who have walked out like 300 yards on the ice, which I wouldn't do this time of year, and set out a little sleeping bag, and they're watching the sunset over frozen Lake Superior, which is kind of cool, except I think it's kind of foolish. But as you get close to shore, it's the people that are ice fishing out there, even yesterday as, you know, this warm, wet snow was hitting everything, they're using 3-foot augers to get through the first part of the ice, and then there's still another foot to 2 feet of ice below that on Lake Superior for ice fishing.
Wow.
So they're using these long poles, you know, that you use for breaking out soil and post holes to get through the last couple feet of ice so they could fish.
Jeez.
Yeah, pretty intense.
Yeah, well, did you tell us about that last week, or did I hear it in a podcast?
Yeah, because that was Sunday night. It would have been after the last show. So in the podcast that shall not be named. But we walked out probably 200 yards, and up until that point, that whole area that we were walking was, you know, at least 3 feet, mostly 5 feet thick. But past the ridge, I wouldn't let my son go past the ridge because I know that's the ridge is built up because that's where the waves push the ice back. And that entire ridge is gone. It's all flat ice out there now, but that means that was probably a 40, 50-foot high ridge. It's gone. So you got to be careful when you go out there. It's thick, but big chunk, you know, that big, thick ice weighs a lot, and eventually it's going to break in and fall in. What do they call that? Shearing? Something like that.
I don't know.
I think we've got a delay. Now I'm doing the single source recording here. It's delayed a little bit.
Oh.
Anyhow.
Okay.
Yeah. Changing subjects. Unless there's something else you wanted to talk about there. But I got an invitation on Friday.
From?
There's a W in it.
Willie Walker?
WWDC?
Yes. It's an invitation to the lottery, though. They now have a new system, which I think is actually a good way of doing this. They have a 3-day invitation period where if you're Apple developer at the time they put out the invitation, you can put your name in the hat, and they will draw it on Monday evening. So right now, actually, I don't have the funds to go. Yeah, I figured, what the hell. I didn't have to put my credit card in there to start with. So I Just put my name in the hat, and we'll see if I get one of my customers to back me if I'm picked. I'll find out Monday night.
Very cool. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, I'll see what the rumored iPhone 6 looks like in iOS 8, we're assuming, anyhow.
Hopefully. You think they're going to show the iOS or the iPhone 6?
They won't show the iPhone 6, but you'll be able to pick out a lot of what's going on with iOS 8. As a developer, of course, I won't be able to tell anybody.
No, but at least you'll know what it looks like or have an idea.
Right, right.
And we'll give you keywords to say if we're close when we start asking questions.
Emily, what a good dog you are. Woof, 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 woof.
That's too funny. Yes, we would never do such a thing.
Celestial waste of bandwidth response there.
Yes.
Well, Barry might, but I would never.
Oh, this is a good beer. While we were having the technical difficulties, I went over to the beerator and picked up a Yuengling Black and Tan.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying that. And it's available now in Massachusetts, Yuengling beer. Indeed. Not something new.
I'm looking forward to picking up my first Massachusetts purchase of that. The world's, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best tasting beers ever.
Yes.
But, yeah, but tonight for me, it's bourbon and Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, that's good, sounds like a spicy.
Yep, Ezra Brooks conventional bourbon, not the cinnamon.
Right.
And Dr. Pepper mixed.
Wow.
And it is pretty darn tasty.
Yep. I've gone back to drinking rum too, but not the spiced rum. I've gone back to because I ran out of spiced rum, but I went back to Bacardi's, you know.
Uh-huh.
Straight rum.
Right.
Yeah. Bacardi's? Yes, Bacardi.
Bacardi.
Yeah. Bacardi.
Yes.
And it's quite yummy.
I had the supersized bottle of Captain Morgan spiced rum, but unfortunately it had a hole in it and now it's empty.
It had a hole in it? Where, at the top?
Yeah.
until you tipped it over?
Until I tipped it over, and now that bottle... Because
you went to see.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And but I can say I wasn't thirsty when it was done.
The whole bottle in one sitting?
Oh, no. It took a week to make it go away.
Okay.
Then I had to go out and get another one.
Don't you hate when you have to do that?
I know. It's such a burden to have to go out and get another giant bottle of rum and help make that go away.
It's just those collection of presidents you got to give up when you
exactly
pick up that bottle.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, well, I thought of a topic. I don't know whether everybody was paying attention this past week, but there was an awful lot of, and I guess the week before a little bit too, there's been an awful lot of big earthquakes going on, yes. Including hitting Los Angeles. And Chile, or Chile, however you say it, they got an 8 point something and then a 7.8 aftershock. And there was worries about tsunamis.
Mm-hmm.
But and then, of course, then that caused L.A. to shake because these things are all related to each other. And then there was actually... something happened in Yellowstone. I don't know whether it was a tremor or whatever, but that makes me nervous because I don't know whether people realize it or not, but you know, Yellowstone Park is a giant supervolcano. It's a very flat giant supervolcano.
Right.
But if that thing goes off, the ash cloud that would fill streets, I don't know how many feet high it would be, would go from there across pretty much a third of this country down through Texas and would also put enough debris in the air that we'd be facing a major case of global cooling for quite some time. So
take that, Al Gore.
Did you anticipate that in your?
Yeah, really. While he was inventing the internet.
Yes. So, yeah, that always makes me worry a little. People say, oh, don't worry, that thing hasn't gone off for 1.5 million years. Okay, well, that's not very long in Earth.
And how often does it go off?
Oh,
about every 1.5 million
years. Probably every 1.5 million years. Michael, I think you would be... probably have 300 inches of ash on top of your 300 inches of snow.
Yeah, I'm in a bad spot for the pattern of that volcano. I have checked it out.
Yeah. So I don't think we'd get the ash. Well, we'd get some ash, but we wouldn't, you know, it would just be, well, let's put it this way. The weather would be, yes, the weather would be overcast.
Overcast. Oh my god.
Yep. So that's our science section of the show, with no topics. I think that's what we'll call it, the show with no topics.
Pretty much, you know what? It's working out that way.
Yeah. Let's see what else is happening.
Get into the science portion of the show. I knew it was inevitable, but I should say science fiction, but to me it's science. My wife and youngest son have discovered Doctor Who.
Really?
So
excellent.
The Whoverse has been burning up Netflix recently.
Ah, excellent.
Oh, are they watching it on Netflix?
You betcha.
And how long before they come bona fide Whovians?
This
household is full of, it has two Whovians in it now, my wife and myself.
Yeah, so, I've been a Whovian forever, so, well, I've been a Whovian since the late 60s anyhow.
So as has been my beautiful bride since the very first season of the very first Doctor, and then the second and so forth in England, so...
Yes, and that goes back a ways. Yeah, I read somewhere where the first, and it was, mind you, the first year, that it was actually Doctor Who was supposed to be a
children's show.
A children's science show.
Yes.
And they're working it around a very mild plot line. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the plots got so good that it just converted into what we now know as Doctor Who. So, you know, the Mr. Science part went away. That's pretty interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a neat noise. When did you guys just get a...
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I thought I heard something go...
it's telling me that the message I sent you guys when I got home tonight saying, I just got home, I'm going to grab a beer and go to the office, didn't send.
Interesting. But yet we got it.
I don't know why. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. Instead of giving you time to go get a drink.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I sent one right at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't get that one because my phone's not up here.
Your phone's not a beer? Very good.
Not up here.
My shoe is a phone.
Smart.
Okay. Okay, Max.
Maxwell. Sorry. Max. Say Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Yes.
Maxwell Smart.
Air 99.
Would you believe?
That was perfect timing, even with the delay.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Well, I was harking back to when I was listening just today to the best episode ever. Thank you, guys. And was thinking about what are some of the shows that I used to watch as a kid, and Get Smart was one of them. I loved the opening of that show. Dun, 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 you know, as he's walking through all the doors and everything, I thought, man, I miss that show. And so I started looking for old episodes of it on YouTube. And then another one I used to love to watch with my dad, and I guess he probably never realized how much of it I was soaking in, was Beretta. I loved watching Beretta.
The parrot.
Oh, God.
Or what is it, McCall?
Don't
or
do the crime if you can't do the time.
Do the time. Exactly. And that was hard. I was a pretty, that was a rough and kind of very granular show for in its day.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't as sugar-coated as some of the other cop shows that were on.
Right, like McCloud. Well, that was one too.
That was definitely sugar coated. I mean, the only one of that. Not McCloud. McCloud I liked. McMillan and Wife was a little.
Columbo.
Columbo was part of that series. Now Columbo was cool. Just one more thing. I was wondering.
Were they both? Yeah. Were they both part of the? Remember, it was the Sunday night mystery thing. They had like four shows that they rotated.
They would rotate them all out. Yep.
Yeah, and it would be 2 hours. I think each one would be. That was actually a neat way to do things back then.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of went away. Oh, we'll call this section "Best TV Shows Ever."
Thanks, Anthony.
No, it's a unique idea.
And Dr. Dave.
and Dr. Dave.
No, this is a whole new unique idea. It's we don't say episode, we say best TV shows ever.
Oh, come on. I mean, pay homage where, you know, it's due. I mean, really.
Oh, we are. We are.
We are.
I listen.
We are just by calling it that. Best TV shows ever.
Every week, I look forward to those three gentlemen and telling me, bringing up nostalgia television programs, and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. By the way, guys, this is a side note. That April Fool's joke was awesome, and the little.
Now, I haven't caught up yet, so don't tell me.
No, I haven't caught up yet either.
Spoilers. I'll shut up now.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
You guys guys got me in the list of the podcasts, and you're not – oh, my God.
Oh, no, I'm saving them for the right time. It's been a very intense week. As I was shoveling yesterday, the whole time I was on the tractor and the whole time I was shoveling the roof, I was actually catching up on Dixon Jane's podcast from Scarborough Dude.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been listening
his
to him,
stuff
too.
Never gets
he's got an interesting way of doing it. He kind of does like the 10-minute podcast, but then he puts them all together with music in between to make one long podcast.
So he'll save a whole week's worth of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I like how that works. So, anyway, something just went bling over here, and I don't know what.
That was my personality.
Oh, that's what that was.
My charming personality just went bling.
Let me put that. I'm trying to keep show notes here, and I'm not doing a good job. Best TV show ever.
Jeez.
With apologies to Anthony and Dr. Dave and
Bob.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I'm trying to think of some of the old shows. I wonder if they ever did. I wonder if they ever did this one. And there was a summer fill-in show, and it was a cartoon, and they used the same voices that did Fred Flintstone, you know, the Flintstones.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a show about football, and it was called Where's Huddles?
Ooh.
I think it played maybe 6 weeks, if that. It was just a summer fill-in. You can probably look it up, and we could probably Google it like those guys do.
Yes.
And go ahead, Joel. You're Mr.
I'm Bob. I am Bob on this show, because Bob is usually researching and Googling.
Well, Anthony does it, too. Yes. Or Anthony pre-Googles it, and he's got it already up in tab. Because those guys just rattle off facts. About the show, is it?
And Dave can do it right off the top of his head and tell you whether the haircut was proper for this style or not. And the hair was perfect.
All right, well, Where's Huddles? It was 1970, started in 1972, question mark. Mm-hmm. It was a summer replacement show that starred Ed Huddles, the quarterback for the Rhinos, a professional football team, and his neighbor, Bubba McCoy, the team's center. They lived next to each door to each other, blah, 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 blah. They lived next door to each other, and then the episodes dealt with their escapades both on and off the field.
Yeah, it was just like the Flintstones.
You know what? I never saw that one, man. I never watched it.
What year was it?
No, it says it started in 1970, and then it doesn't have an ending date.
Yeah, well, because it was one summer, and you weren't born yet.
Well, that would explain why I didn't watch it. You didn't ask.
And it I never made the rerun second, I bet you.
Right. I told you, it was on for maybe 6 weeks in the summertime. It was like a summertime replacement.
Yes.
It disappeared after that, so that's one. I don't know whether they ever did that one or not. Because I haven't gone back and listened to all the old ones.
Mm-hmm. So that show's been on forever. I'm still catching up. Yeah,
we're talking about
catching up on the past episodes.
We're talking about the Canadian ripoff of the best show ever. Best TV show ever.
Best episode ever. Jesus Christ, get it straight.
No, I said it's the Canadian ripoff of the best TV show ever.
That would have started, predated this show how many years?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. We're in America. We're in the United States.
You know what? Please,
we grab everybody else's ideas and bring them here, and then we say, "Oh, we created it."
Anthony, this is Barry talking, not me. Barry's talking. Send your comments. Come on, late night QRM.
Dave, don't hold this against me. I still want to drink a beer with you someday.
I do too. But, hey, they know how it works, too. I mean, that's just the way it is, right? That's the way it always is. We rip off all the BBC shows, bring them over here, and make them look like we created them when they've
American
been on the BBC for years.
As a rule of thumb, sucks. I only watch typically stuff from the BBC.
I know. And that's pretty much true, too, that the American version of any show produced in or created in another country sucks.
Oh,
except
great.
The Office. The Office was a good show.
Wait. The Office is English.
I know. I said, except for The Office. All right. Because I liked the U.S. version of The Office. I also liked the BBC version of The Office. I liked both of them, actually.
The American version. The actors. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
No.
They had almost the same characters in there.
Same characters, not same actors. And that being said,
but I enjoyed both of them actually. I like the BBC version, and I like the US version.
You know what? Everyone's entitled to their opinion, and I respect your opinion. I couldn't disagree with it more, but I respect it.
Listen, sometimes shows do make the changeover, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, to here. Mm. I'm not saying all of them do. I'm saying most of them don't.
All you have to do is dumb them down, make them blatantly obvious for the American who has got the short attention span, and then sometimes they'll translate over. I'm not saying that's you. I'm just saying in general, you take a good show from England or from Canada or from any number of places, dumb it way down, make the plot blatantly obvious, spell everything out, never use double entendres, and then put in a laugh track to tell the idiots when to laugh when something funny happens.
But
and
see,
then
actually,
have an American show.
But actually, the American version of The Office did not have a laugh track.
This is true.
Just like the BBC one did not have a laugh track. So
right.
And Ricky Gervais was actually on The Office.
Yes.
Matter of fact, he had producer. I don't know if he had producer control over it, but he was one of the executive producers of it. So
yeah, he's one of the few that I actually found of English actors that are making the jump across the puddle into the Hollywood end of things, and which is fairly impressive, actually. You know,
yeah.
So, but yes, yeah, there are a couple shows that have made it, but I couldn't believe it. I didn't realize that, you know, over here on Friday nights, we have Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't realize it until, what the heck was I watching? It was another BBC show, mm-hmm. and they're doing a thing on it. Oh, was it, it was whatchamacallit? It was Top Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Den.
Okay, and that was, it's the exact same show, except, of mm-hmm. course, they came up with it, and we copied it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it is the exact same show. The format's the same and everything. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So.
Yeah, because it works. That it translates over pretty well.
Yeah, that one actually translates over pretty good. It's pretty much the same show over here as it was.
I find both of them painfully boring.
But... Yeah, me too. But, yep, yeah, that's true. But yes, when I had my 9-foot satellite dish, and we used to be able to get the CBC
mm-hmm.
Here. Yeah, my wife and I used to enjoy a lot of the Canadian shows. One of our favorites, and I know those guys there would probably laugh and mock me now, but we actually enjoyed a show called Street Legal that was on, and, it was kind of like a L.A. Law, if you remember that show.
Yes.
The Canadian version of L.A. Law. And to tell you the truth, I don't know which one came first. We'd have to Google it, because L.A. Law could have been a ripoff of Street Legal as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. Usually that's the way it works.
Right, right.
So, but, yeah, we enjoyed that. And then that show kind of ended, and most of the character or the actors went into another, it was a medical show, and I forget the name of the medical show, and I think we've talked about this before, so I'm repeating myself, but I forget the name of the medical show, but my wife and I started watching it. We called it Street Medical, because you know, it was the same people that were in Street Legal, and that was a pretty good show, but that's, I think, when we moved, so that must have been 97 or so, because then we moved up here, and the 9-foot dish got taken down and is sitting in my basement. And that's when we stopped getting the CBC.
Right.
Yeah. So, but, and we used to like North of 60, sorry, north of 40 would be Maine.
Maine.
in northern New Hampshire, north of 60. We used to like that show a lot. So, yes.
Not familiar. Now, both of my boys listen to lots of podcasts, and one of the ones that I listen to on a regular basis is Slug Daily. And one day I heard him.
Slug?
I knew he was in between jobs, but I was trying to figure out what Doug did. And he's a set designer. And I think both movies and TV shows.
Is he the guy that lives in Hollywood?
No, that's Tim. No, that's Tim. Tim Coyne
lives in Hollywood. Okay.
No, Doug's in Toronto.
Okay.
But anyhow, he was talking about some stuff he'd done in the past, and he was one of the set designers for Flashpoint, which is like one of my youngest son's favorite TV shows ever. So I like, hey, you know Doug? Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Flashpoint? Oh, think about a SWAT team, police force TV show with morals and good screenwriting. It's available on Netflix. Look it up. It's a cool show.
I remember it. Yes, I remember that, I think. Did it have as a star the guy that was on he was on Just Shoot Me? And as the photographer, if you remember that show.
No, I didn't see that show.
He was also in Galaxy Quest as the head alien. Is that the show you're talking about?
It could be.
The actor's name.
Could be. Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, they do look alike. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, well, of course, the guy's bald.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Hey, I just thought of a great idea for a podcast. we'll just do a podcast about all the great Canadian podcasts.
Okay.
Well, you heard my idea on the podcast that shall not be named, that I wanted to do Mystery Science Theater 3000 podcast edition. Listen to other podcasts live and comment on them while we're listening to it.
But I think what's his name does that already, doesn't he?
Dude does it a little bit.
Yeah, dude. He does it because some of his things, he's sitting there listening to the podcast, and then he's saying, okay, that's enough of that. And
yep.
That would be kind of interesting to do.
Inquiring minds.
Mystery Podcast Theater 3000. or is that just another American ripoff of a Canadian idea? No, I don't know what it is.
Who knows?
No, we'd actually be using the Canadian talent and ripping that off, the Canadian talent, and then we'd be just making comments on the side. So that would be actually a neat thing to do.
Oh, okay. I don't know if either one of you two saw this, talking about American ripoffs, but do you realize there actually was a U.S. network attempt to do Doctor Who?
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Fox did a pilot movie that as far as it got.
Yes, I remember that.
It was 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in the attic of my garage, I actually have a VHS copy of it.
Really?
I remember that.
That have been?
I think I actually saw it.
It wasn't god-awful, but, man, they took a fork off the twig, off the branch, off the whatever from the storyline. But
yeah. Yep. Definitely.
Well, really got me. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, not necessarily the news, I think, was a Canadian ripoff, too. That used to be on HBO. And I think that was a ripoff of the show has 20 minutes or whatever it's called. Or something like that. I've heard those guys talk about it before. But I think not necessarily the news was kind of a ripoff on that. And of course, that wasn't on regular network. That was an HBO show.
My all-time American ripoff, although it wasn't a ripoff, it was a continuation, but they screwed it up. It was a really dark series of movies, but Mad Max, the first two movies,
mm-hmm.
versus the abomination that was Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome. I mean, mm-hmm. oh, my God. I mean, the first two movies were dark and ugly, but they were good Australian movies.
Yes, you had Mad Max, and then you had The Road Warrior. And then you had Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which was the third. I've actually got all four, because Mad Max, the original movie, Mad Max, the Australian version, was recut and redone for American movie theaters.
Yes, I have both versions.
Same here.
I have both versions.
Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah, the third one was super Hollywood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. Over the top Hollywooded. You know what I mean.
Yeah. When you've got Tina Turner being a bad person, you know, hosting the fight, like, oh, my God.
Wearing a chainmail dress.
Yes. What goodness. Hollywood goodness. So I'm trying to think of other old shows right now I used to watch when I was a kid. Of course, there was the classic I Dream of Jeannie, and
I never really could get into that show.
Neither could I.
And, you know, Cocoa Beach hasn't changed much since those days.
I mean, they did cover it. They did cover this in Best Episode Ever, but I loved Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest.
That friggin' cartoon rocked.
There are things to think about in Johnny Quest. there are some subtone things. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but come on. Johnny Quest, he has his son, Johnny, and he always had his companion, Race Bannon.
His man friend?
His man friend and protector, assistant, whatever. Yeah. And then they adopted a little Indian boy, Haji. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it was a Modern Family before its time.
Before its time, yes, exactly. Yeah. Made you think and I'm trying to think back, and I can't remember ever hearing a mention of Mom.
No, I don't ever remember hearing what happened to Mom. I'm assuming Mom died some terrible accident or something,
or an
illness. But they never talked
about it. Archaeologists out somewhere, you know, who knows.
Yes. Digging up fossils.
And then the other thing, I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but Snagglepuss on the cartoons was really the first gay cartoon character.
Oh, you mean because he used to talk like this?
Well, and he used to like the theater, and, you know... Yeah, heavens to Murgatroyd. Exit stage left. In a hurry, Ivan. And,
get those episodes memorized.
Okay, so he was stereotyped.
He was not. He was metrosexual.
Okay, maybe he was metrosexual. But I don't ever seeing a Mrs. Snagglepuss around.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Then animation again, there's classics, Yogi Bear and
Boo Boo.
Yeah, and Boo Boo.
Yogi and Boo Boo.
How about since animation classics like Clutch Cargo and his pals Spinner and Paddlefoot?
With just the mouse that moved? Roger Ramjet wasn't that. But Roger Ramjet had very limited.
Josie and the Pussycat.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
And what about Speed Buggy?
Oh, God. Oh, that was horrible. I was getting about the time Speed Buggy came on, I was starting to get a little too old for Saturday morning cartoons, I think.
Dude, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm still not too old for Saturday morning cartoons.
for Speed Buggy?
I remember... let's see here. What was it? Voltron? That was a cool one.
I don't remember Voltron.
And then there was my favorite. Oh, son of a... I got to go look it up. I even bought the DVDs when they were remastered from Japan. Hold on a second. I got to try and find out. There's a cartoon to this day. I can't believe I forgot the name of it.
Was it a cartoon?
Yeah, it was a cartoon with like a serious Japanese anime space cartoon.
I know what you're talking about. The one that with the battleship wave, that was in space.
Yes, the wave motion gun. That's the one on the front of the ship.
Yeah, and they took this battleship and they made it into a spaceship.
Star Blazers. Our Star Blazers. Dude, yeah. I bought every episode of this and that entire friggin' cartoon series, and I still watch them again and again. Once in a while, I take them out and watch them.
I saw that a couple times. I like that. That one was pretty good, I got to admit,
hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just going to mute my microphone here. There's a situation with a neighbor. I'll be back. Just keep going.
Yeah. Okay. And
Star Blazers is one that I totally dug. And when they used to fire that wave motion, that whenever they used to shoot the wave motion gun, I mean, you know, I used to get so jazzed when they would shoot that thing. It was and the whole ship itself with the, you know, with the actual cannons on it, it was the shit, man. It was the shit.
Yeah, that was a good show. I only got to see it a few times, though, because that was, like I said, that probably came on when I was a teenager, so.
Right.
I probably wasn't watching.
I'll be up Saturday with the DVDs.
Okay, there we go. We can watch them all.
We'll have bourbon cigars and Star Blazers.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, Ultraman, which was actually
Ultraman
that wasn't a cartoon. That was a...
No, but that was, I mean, that with Ultraman was cool, not to mention the whole, now you're starting to break into the whole Godzilla's. Well, Ultraman was cool to watch.
Yeah.
Which then leads me into the Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla versus Mothra.
Yeah.
Versus, I mean, I used to watch these every Sunday. You come home from church, parents would bring us home, and honest to God, you sit there and I would watch these, and it was absolutely them and Abbott and Costello. And it was the bomb watching. Yeah. But shoot, man, they're bringing back all kinds of memories from some cool TV shows.
Oh, I'm trying to go back now. You're saying Saturday morning cartoons. One of my favorites was Space Ghost, of course. The original Space Ghost, but
yeah, not the remake crap.
No, not the remake crap, and not the one where he interviewed people.
What the hell was that all about? The hell was that all about? The interview Space. Know. Let me interview so-and-so. He didn't interview. He kicked ass.
Yeah. With his bands with the buttons on them.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think now. The other thing was the, other cool cartoons that they just won't show because they're not PC. Like, I used to love watching the original Looney Tunes. To this day.
Oh, yeah. Bugs Bunny.
Foghorn Leghorn is, like, awesome. In my book,
I say, one of these.
I say,
exactly. This boy got all. I said, "Boy, pay attention, son. I'm talking to you." You know,
that was a classic. I love those. And Pink Panther, Pink Panther.
Oh yeah, Pink Panther. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm waiting for this call that's going to come in, but until then, yeah. Okay. Pink Panther, Super Chicken. I know that's more recent, but Super Chicken is pretty cool.
Super Chicken, God, I haven't thought about that in years.
Yep. And of course, you've got they just did the movie release, which I haven't seen yet, but I hope it does it justice. Mr. Peabody.
Oh yeah, actually, I don't know what the reviews are on that, but I do definitely want to see that because I used to watch that. Mr. Peabody, was that their own show, or was he part of Rocky the Flying Squirrel?
Oh, Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Yeah, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I think he might have been part of Rocky and Bullwinkle, but I don't remember.
Because they also had Aesop's Fables and Fractured Fairy Tales on there. That was a great show, too. And you know what? I used to like it when I was a kid, and I love it as an adult, because didn't realize how many adult type jokes were in there. And the double entendres and everything in Rocky. That was a great show. What else was back then? Jeez. Super Chicken. God, I can't believe it. I haven't thought about that in years.
I used to love Hong Kong food.
Yes, I was going to say Hong Kong Phooey. That was another one. Yeah, I loved that show, too.
My brother used to be big time into Underdog. If you remember.
Yes.
Polly Pure Right and Underdog.
Oh, he just
there's another movie I haven't seen yet. Ricochet Rabbit.
Oh, yes. Yes, I don't remember that one that well, but I remember there was Crusader Rabbit, too.
I don't know any of these guys. I know Roger Rabbit. That's where it ends for me. But
how about this? Wacky Races.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Those are so cool. And you had the guys, the villains?
Dick Dastardly.
Dick Dastardly. You betcha, man.
With Muttley.
Muttley. Yeah, exactly.
Can't do it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Peter Perfect, Penelope Pitstop.
Yeah.
The Ugg Brothers. I think it was.
Was I the only one who used to watch Speed Racer?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Speed Racer.
Oh, yeah. Speed Racer. God, yes, with the powerful Mach 5.
You betcha, man. I got the Mach 5 out in the driveway. It's called Wilson.
I want to see you bounce off a road, a winding road, into another lane.
I can. It's called bouncing off of tree and denting fender. No?
With Racer X, his brother, which he didn't
realize. Yes, yes, yes. And then they had the...
I was probably one of the few people that actually liked the movie, too. I thought the movie did a pretty good job.
I never saw the movie.
Most people didn't like it. But I thought it was... First of all, it was live action, but they made it very cartoonish looking. Uh-huh. The way they did it was the background was in focus as the same as the foreground was, so it made it look very cartoonish, the way they did that. And, but I thought it was good. Yeah. The only thing I thought was funny is the way they all talked, because, you know, that was a Japanese cartoon, and they had to try to get all the English in when the mouth was moving, you know. So they, and Trixie was the worst. Trixie, the girlfriend. She's, yeah. Oh, Speed, you've got to do this because I did it. <You know? laughs>
Trixie, take a breath.
But that was a good. That was another one that was animated, kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much movement going on. There was a lot of, you know, swinging cameras to make it look like things were moving.
Right.
Panning cameras on still pictures, but still a great show from back then. And and you probably don't remember this one, Joel, but I remember watching this on what we used to call the UHF channels, which were, I guess now you would call them, the independent stations. And there goes Michael for his phone call. So we used to, you know, the independent stations were all UHF.
Right, remember the UHF and VHF on the TV.
Yes, Channel 17, Channel 48 were the two big ones in Philadelphia that showed cartoons. Yeah. Oh, Channel 29 did too.
29 did as well, yep.
But, yes,
there was 72.
Tobar the Eighth Man.
Tobar the Eighth Man? Why does that ring a bell?
The Eighth Man. Eighth.
Oh, ace.
No, Eighth.
Yeah, as in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
Which, you know, he had a guy that produced robots, and he was the eighth robot he had created that was successful, I guess. And he had, like, the screen image. He looked like a normal person, but then his skin screen came off, and he was Tobar the Eighth Man, and Tobar is robot backwards.
Oh, very ingenious.
Yeah.
I did not watch that one, but you made me, for some uncanny reason, think of Land of the Lost with the Slee Slacks.
Yes. And I too, again, also liked the remake movie of that. I thought that was pretty funny, but yes, I remember the Land of the Lost. Yes.
I used to watch that, and but then again, now that you got me thinking, see, I loved anything sci-fi, so I remember watching the original Battlestar Galactica, the original Buck Rogers.
Oh, God. Biddy, biddy, biddy.
Yep.
I'm going back to cartoons again, the ones I used to watch in the afternoon on UHF. Astro Boy.
Yes, I remember Astro Boy.
And actually, they made a movie of that, too, but it sucked. It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
And I'm back for maybe a little bit here, but we'll see.
Okay. And then there was Marine Boy. That was another one.
Marine Boy.
What are we talking about here?
Old weekday cartoons on UHF stations.
Marine Boy.
That one I'm not familiar with.
Bubble gum. He had chewing gum that he used to have oxygen when he was underwater.
You're right, because I remember trying that in my cousin's pool. I remember that now, because I tried doing that in my cousin's pool. It didn't pan out real well.
It's Marine Boy, brave and true. And that's all I remember. But,
yes. Wow. Wow, I forgot all about that.
So, yeah, they're the ones I remember. And there was Kimbo the White Lion, which I didn't watch very often, but sometimes I'd be over at my next-door neighbor's house, and she would like to watch Kimbo the Lion. And so
Barry.
Yes?
Gumby.
Oh, God, yeah.
The original Gumby.
I hated that cartoon with a passion. I mean, talk about stupid.
I didn't like them either. And the blockmen or blockheads or whatever they used to call them. They were always the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Pokey.
Pokey, yeah. I got a cat named Pookie, probably. But I hated that cartoon with a passion.
And how about David and Goliath?
Yeah, I remember. Yep. I remember going right past it on the dial because I hated that cartoon so much.
That was a religious show. That's why.
I had enough of church on Sunday morning, yeah. Sunday night, and Wednesday night services. I certainly didn't want to watch it when I was looking at the TV.
Oh God! And then of course there's the old Popeye,
yeah. Cartoons. Yeah. I always thought those were a little on the lame side. But then again, I was comparing them against Star Blazers. You can't put a Popeye against Star Blazers and expect it to be, you know, it just. We're not even talking the same sport. You know what I mean? It's you know, Voltron and Star Blazers, and you're sitting here, and then I was watching, you know, like I said, Josie and the Pussycats, and a speed buggy, and then you got Speed Racer, and then you got David and Goliath. Give me a break! Like I'm going to watch that.
Well, Davey. Oh, and you forgot the. Oh, God. It came in and it went out. Oh, God. What the frick is the name of it?
Have another Yingling. It'll help you remember.
Okay. That didn't help. But
Liquid Memory Restore.
God. Scooby-Doo. There we go.
Of course. The original
Scooby-Doo. Oh,
yeah. It's not with Scrappy-Doo. It died with Scrappy-Doo.
Yes, exactly. It's like, oh, here's Scrappy. And you might as well just say death of show.
Yeah. It was the same thing with the Flintstones when they added the frickin' Martian or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Not Marvin. Oh, wait a minute. You guys used to remember watching My Favorite Martian?
Yes, I
used to watch that. Like, whenever I was like banged out of school, and if I'm homesick, I'd watch My Favorite Martian. Yeah. Which, again, awesome television.
Yeah.
Didn't they turn that into a movie, too?
I think they did.
I think they did.
Oh, look it up on the Book of Knowledge. Come on, Joel, you're our research person.
I'm on eBay right now.
Well, tab. Make another tab.
I can. All right. So, yes. So My Favorite Martian was made. Yeah,
we do this podcast, and Joel's shopping the entire time we're doing the
podcast. Oh, shut up.
Yes.
My Favorite Martian, the movie, came out in 1999. It was, give me a second, the internet gods are running slow. Let's see here. Director was Donald Petrie. And yes, 1999, fall under the category of sci-fi. Martian lands on Earth. Writers, the stars, Christopher Lloyd, Jeff Daniels, Elizabeth Hurley. Were the top billing actors in the movie.
I don't remember seeing it.
My Favorite Martian, the movie.
Oh, okay.
It came out Disney movie, 1999.
I don't remember seeing it. I'm assuming that Christopher, who was it, Christopher?
Christopher Lloyd.
Lloyd was the Martian?
Let's see here. Who did he play? Christopher Lloyd.
I think he did.
Yes. He was Uncle Martin.
You know who I want to see and I cannot find? TV show Taxi, where he played Jim Ignatowski. Yeah. Okay, Doc. I friggin' love that show, Taxi. And
one of my favorite episodes of that was when Reverend Jim went to take his driver's license.
Yes, he goes, What?
No, well, what does a yellow light mean?
Yellow.
Go slower.
Okay. What does a yellow light mean?
Go slower. Yes.
Slow down.
My favorite episode with Jim is his flashback to college. Do you remember that?
Oh, where he's all preppy and very intelligent.
He's got a Yale shirt on, and somebody hands him a marijuana joint. He goes, "Gee, I wonder if this stuff is addicting."
Yes.
And he takes a puff of it, and all of a sudden he went from the bright, talented person to Reverend Jim. one toke.
Not even once, folks. Not even once.
I forgot about that. Jeez.
I love that show. I watched that so friggin' frequently, and every time it came on. And now I can't even find it. I checked Netflix, Hulu Plus,
really? Amazon
Prime. It's not on. I looked at Crackle. Now, Crackle, I found Barney Miller, another show I like
to watch. Oh, yeah, that was a great show.
It's on Crackle. As a matter of fact, My Beautiful Bride, who we all have mentioned many times, is from England, so they didn't have Barney Miller in England. She came home from work, and I'm cooking supper in the kitchen, and I got the TV on in the kitchen, and I'm watching Barney Miller. And she walks over and says, "What is this crap you are watching?" And I said, "Woman, watch your tongue. This is Barney Miller. I love this show." And she's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah, I used to watch it during the 70s. And honestly, she's like, "This is not good." I said, "Well, it's more nostalgic for me, and I think it's great, personally."
I always liked it. I thought it was funny. Oh, but then the other one was Night Court.
Oh, I loved Night Court. With Bull.
In the beginning. Yeah. In the beginning, it was cool. Then it just got dark.
Stupid.
But
it got to be all about Harry was the problem.
Yeah, and that's what it wrecked it, because the whole show, the way it went and how it was good was because of the character interaction with one another.
Right.
Exactly. When they started to focus in on one character too much. It was another one. I was listening to the guys on Best Episode Ever we're talking about, and I'm pretty sure I heard him mention it, which was Benson.
Yes. Yes, right. I remember listening to that on the Best Episode Ever.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm like, wow, I was thinking of it. And his name, Vincent Dubois, and he started off as the house, was a butler. Was it the butler or was it the like a house manager? And then he ended up as the governor.
Yes, but if you remember, he started off on soap as the butler, and then her brother, I believe it was, won the governorship, and he needed help, so that's how he exited to the show Benson. And he did start off as the head of the house, the mansion, the governor's mansion.
The governor's mansion.
Somehow he became vice governor, I think, in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was another show I watched, which was Benson.
Yep, and
All in the Family.
Yep. And of course, Maude came from that.
Yeah.
And the Jeffersons came from that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, eventually morphed into Archie Bunker's Place.
Wow, yeah.
Because he bought a bar, remember?
Yep.
So, yeah, that was a classic. God, so many shows. So much time wasted watching them.
Welcome back, Cotter. There was another Mr. Cotter.
Yeah. God. Yep. Another one they covered on the Best Episode Ever was The White Shadow. I remember that one.
No, I don't remember that one.
He was a coach. And a basketball coach.
I remember them talking about it, but I never saw it. As I was driving to work, and then I was at work sitting in my cube, and I was listening to the guys, and I said, God, I can't remember this show. I mean, I must have come across it. I just don't remember it.
Okay. Mischief Managed.
Awesome.
Huh?
Situation. Okay.
Was that a TV show I've never heard of?
Yeah, I was just saying Mischief Managed. No. That's the show I missed.
No, that was a reference to Harry Potter, of course. But what's been going on in the background? And I was almost having to leave as we had a runaway diesel in town.
Oh, jeez.
They couldn't shut it off. The turbo hadn't gone in the runaway yet. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. But I would have been gone. But we found a way of shutting it down safely. So I will deal with that neighbor's problem tomorrow.
I was going to say, depending upon the year of it, they're electronic. You can disconnect the battery, and it will choke out the exhaust.
Yes, 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 yes.
If it's a real old vehicle, like my old 80s,
I was going...
You can't do that. You can disconnect the battery. The truck would stay running, in which case you have to actually choke the air off to it and starve it for air.
You throw a rag in the intake manifold.
Exactly.
But I was going through the checklist with my friend, and it was a different type of runaway. But no, they couldn't shut it down. And like, well, okay, you do this, you do that. And they've got it shut down with the electrical system shut down, which is the important part. There are easier ways to kill the engine, but everything else was going to keep going.
Right. A 44.
The situation. 44. No.
Through the block, we'll stop it.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We're trying to manage it, not euthanize it. So everything is safely shut down. We've gone back down the DEFCON green, and I told them I'd come over tomorrow and deal with the situation.
So. Wow. I've never heard of that before. I didn't know diesels could run away.
Oh, the big issue wasn't this, but the big issue is if you develop an oil leak in the turbocharger, it starts sucking oil out of the crankcase, and even if you shut down the diesel intake at that point, it keeps going.
Yep, because it's burning oil rather than diesel.
Yep, and the only way to do it then is to starve it.
Wow.
It's a big deal. It can happen to passenger vehicles, and if you don't shut it down, it will blow right through the hood.
So it just gets faster and faster and faster until...
Unlimited fuel supply. Yep.
Oh, geez.
Well, at least until the oil runs out. One way or the other, it'll stop. It just won't be pretty.
It won't be pretty. I like that.
Never heard of that before, but I've never owned a diesel vehicle of any kind, so... Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, didn't mean to dissuade us from the best episode / movie ever syndrome here. So.
No.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the best TV show ever?
Oh. Yes. Yes, I am. Oh, God. What else did I watch that I don't want to admit to? Family Affair.
Oh, yeah.
Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Oh, yes. Oh, which, you know, my favorite Martian, that was his second show. And then he went to The Incredible Hulk after that. Well, there might have been another show in between, too. I forget.
Yeah. Bill Bixby-a-thon.
Yes. of course, I never saw these but reruns. I used to, you know, Father Knows Best.
My Fair Lady? No.
No, my no, three no. sons.
My three my sons. Three sons. Oh yes.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
I like the Odd Couple. Yes.
Oh
yep.
Yes.
Yep. That describes my college years perfectly. I was the neatnik. I did not have a sinus problem, however, but I was definitely the neatnik.
I think I was more Oscar. Yeah. Jeez. And actually, I wasn't Laverne of Laverne and Shirley on that show as one of the girls.
Was she?
Yeah, I think she played. She came in every once in a while. So of course, the movie was a great movie too.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a classic, actually.
Yes.
What else did I watch? Mannix.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what show that I just recently watched just this
they
week?
They play what?
Magnum P.I.
Oh, jeez.
My wife said men should never, ever, 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 ever be seen wearing those little short shorts that Magnum P.I. wore. She says, they don't look good on any man. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, but that was it. She goes, I don't care who he is. It doesn't look good.
That was a style back then.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I got a picture of me wearing shorts like that. Of course, I was much thinner then.
At Please don't share.
No, I was in my 20s when that, or early 20s, at least. Very early 20s. So, but, yep. Yes. And by the way, yeah, on the best episode ever, they actually find the themes and play them. On the best TV show ever, all you get to hear is me humming them.
Me humming them.
And they have backgrounds on the actors and storylines and yada yada.
We just sit here and try to remember their names.
Right. Well, I mean, but there again, too, you know, we kind of just rolled into this kind of accidentally.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, because this is the show with no topics.
Exactly.
So when we have the show with no topics, what do? We go to the things we almost know best, TV shows, and how we used to waste time when we were young, and still do when we're old.
Yep.
So, uh-oh, I hear a siren.
Yeah, that's going down my street. One of the perks of living in the city. Yeah. Plenty of sirens.
Yes, that is true. Okay, let's see. Running out of the show, of course, there was Mary Tyler Moore. There was, of course, oh, yeah. Newhart.
Bob Newhart. Both, oh, yeah.
Both shows.
Yes.
And what else did Mary Tyler? Oh, there was Lou Grant. That was the spinoff from Mary Tyler Moore, where Lou Grant actually got serious.
Yes.
The Lou Grant show was a serious show. And, of course, they discussed St. Elsewhere and how all these TV shows can be linked back to the little autistic boy's brain in St. Elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Which, that was a very fascinating show that they did.
Yes, it was.
It was really good. I was like, wow, you know? I didn't even think about that. It's almost like playing... was it the seven or six Kevin Bacon game show or game?
What?
Kevin Bacon game. You haven't seen heard of that? What's it called? The
something of separation. I don't know.
Yeah, six steps of. I don't know. Yeah, Kevin Bacon.
Right. How the hell do I know?
Anybody you know can be related to Kevin Bacon in some way. Another.
Is that like the Chuck Norris thing?
Oh, Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris.
No, Chuck Norris is his own thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what would Chuck Norris do? Yes. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, my wife rattles those off, and I'm like, where do you get this from? She goes, Facebook. I'm like, now I know why I don't Facebook.
Actually, some of them are funny.
But if you Facebooked, you would have seen my Throwback Thursday.
So. I did. Ugh. Yeah, and you know what? It looked like a picture of one of your sons.
Yeah, I my oldest son does look like me.
Yes.
Actually, they both do in different stages, but and if you take a closer look at my dad in that picture.
Yeah.
Let's just put it this way. He dressed up as Spock once. He looks a lot in a lot of those pictures. He looks a lot like Leonard Nimoy.
I'll have to go back and take a look now and see. Yes, that was a great picture.
The other thing that really freaked me out after I posted that,
yeah.
I'm looking at that picture because, you know, one of my neighbors made a comment and I'm looking at that and I'm like, oh my God, I'm currently 13 years older than my dad was in that picture.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Whoa.
Jeez. Okay, well, you know what, guys?
What?
I think we probably should call this one, even though it's the show with no topics or music.
Well, it's kind of hard to have a little show. I mean, we're already 2 hours into it, just about. Or by the time you edit it,
no, actually.
Yeah, the technical difficulties that we've had.
Yeah,
we're 1 hour and 18 minutes, but you know what? We can call the show, and I'll just keep recording because, as we all know, our best material is after we call the end of the show.
Oh, so man. That's
then we could edit it back
before
in.
Before or after.
So we start letting it rip.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll call this one. Tonight's musical guest is, once again, fill in musical guest here.
I love them.
They do a lot of good songs.
Yeah, they do.
One of my favorite groups. We want to say to all the military out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, thanks for what you do. You're underpaid. You know, you're asked to do the tough stuff and basically get treated by crap, like crap by our government. But that's okay. We're here for you and we support you. Especially you guys that are OCONUS, we hope you get back home to your family and friends real soon. And until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you.
Thank you.
So with that, from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, which is just next to the giant blue resistance triangle that was created tonight, I am Barry.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, where I wouldn't know if there's a blue triangle or not, this is Joel.
And global warming my ass from the snowy suburbs of Copper Harbor. I'm Michael, the virtual Uper.
Oh, that was great. Okay, everybody, that's show number 135, if you can call it that. Next week is show number 136. We'll try to have topics, okay? We'll see you. But here's fill in name of musical guest here.
Tonight's musical guest is Paul Herzig with Betting on Heaven.
That you'll be there. And I've been counting the time since you're gone. And all that to me seems like it matters as I watch the leaves fall to the ground. And maybe you've been thinking about me as I wait down. Cause I'm betting everything on heaven. Cause I know someday I'll get to see you. I'm betting on heaven that it's no lie, that you're waiting there for me with your smile. Cause I'm not so sure I can make it here alone. Time without you is no time at all. You know I can't stop thinking about you, and I just want to give it all up. But I'm in everything on heaven, cause I know someday I'll get to see you. there. And I've been counting the time since you're gone. And all that to me seems like it matters as I watch the leaves fall to the ground. And maybe you've been thinking about me as I wait down here for you. But I'm betting everything on heaven, 'cause I know someday I'll get to see you. Yeah, I know someday I'll get to see you. Yeah, I know someday I'll get to see you. Yeah, I know someday I'll get to see you.
Samson, speak! Good boy.